Daf Mem Aleph Halachas. The Rambam in Brachas Perches Halach Yud Gimel says, if he has many different meanings, if their brachas are equal, you make a bracha whichever one you want, on one of them and you part of the other ones. If their brachas are not equal, he makes on everyone their own bracha. And whichever one he wants to be magnum, can magnum. If he doesn't want one over the other, but if there is amongst them the shiva zaminim, he makes on that first. Whatever is kaid in the pasuk is kaid in the bracha, and the shiva are what's said in the pasuk as chita, wheat, oil, barley, gef, and grapes, the ain of figs, rima, pomegranate, edze, shemen, which is alv, and dvash, which is dates. And this dvash is honey of tamarim, of dates. And tamarim comes before grapes, because tamarim comes second to aretz, and alav comes third to aretz. The Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simar Reishit Aleph Sif Aleph says, if he had many meaning fruits, if their brachas are equal, and there's from the Zayim meaning, he makes his makdum from the Zayim meaning, even though it's not chalav like the other meaning. If there isn't amongst the Zayim meaning, he's makdum whatever he likes better. If the brachas are not equal, even if there is from the Zayim meaning, like radishes and olives, whichever one he wants, it could be makdum, even if it's not chalav. Some say that even by this, he should be makdum the chalav. It's called chalav, the mean that he likes to usually eat before, even if now he wants the other one before. Brachas Perikhas Halach Yud Gimel. If he had many, we already said this Rambam, so we're going to skip it. We already just said it. Arachayim Simrei Shir Al Sif Dalad says, whatever comes first, in, the Shulchan Aruch says, whatever comes first in the Pasuk, Eretz Chita Seir, of course, first in the Bracha. Eretz Bas is Mafsik, whenever it's close to it, it's considered Chasha from one that's later by the first Aretz. Therefore, dates come before grapes, because that comes second Aretz, to the second Aretz, and that comes third to the first Aretz. The Ramon says, Dafka would eat grapes as is, but if you made wine, that's Kvei Bracha Latzvay Pei Gafen, that's Choshev, and that comes, you should make a Bracha on it first. But Masa Kedere from the Chamesh Min Dagam is Choshev more than Birchse Yain. Whatever says close to Aretz Kama, that comes first, as it says that what comes close to Eretz Basra. Since they're both equally close to the Aretz, then the first Aretz is more Choshev. The Rambam, Hilchas Tumah, Tzaras, Perek, Tez, Zayin, Alocha, Zayin, Alocha, Zion says, someone goes into the house of Tzaras and has clothing on his shoulders and sandals and rings in his hands. Both of them are Tomei right away because it doesn't save him to become Tomei right away. Only Kalim that he's dressed with them. So to a guy in the Behemoth that would dress Kalim, went into the house of Tzaras, the Kalim become Tomei right away. But a guy is not Makabal Tumah like a Behemoth. The Rambam Hilchos Tumah Tzaras Perek Tezayin Halacha Vav says, Torah that stuck in his head and most of his body into the house of Tameh, his stomach becomes Tameh. So to a talus that's tar that he brought in 3x3 into the house of Tameh becomes Tameh. So to Klicheres, that the airspace went into the house of Tameh became Tameh. Over other Kalim, until most of the Kalim goes in. Once most of it goes in, becomes Tameh right away. When do we say this with Kalim that went in, not dressed, but a Jewish person that went into the house of Nuga and he's wearing his clothing and his sandals on his feet and his rings in his hand, that person becomes Tameh right away, but his clothing are tar until he stays there. As long as it takes for a person to sit back, lean back, and eat 3 eggs, bread of chitim with the side dish. And it says, Ashech Havayez Chavz Begadav, Oich Havayez Chavz Begadav. So you would think that someone that is Begadav would not become tummy until he eats there. Elamai, it gives you a sheer. The sheikhav is ka'ichav the amount of times he eats. It doesn't matter if he's lying or sitting or standing. If he's shoik, kadei lechal shir achil amura, then his clothing become tummy. The Rambam Hilchos Tumah Smes Perek Beis Halacha Beis says, following a tam b'magav masa, not matam b'oil, ev melechai that missing from his meat, and it can't become healthy again, ev melechai that's missing its meat, or itself, and it was not nisha meat, only to get better again, or it's missing the bone, even though there is on its meat that it could have gotten better, and a spine that's missing and doesn't have a reivat tzamus, and a skull that's missing and doesn't have a reivat tzamus, and a bone even the size of a balabin, and eretz alim beis apras, which is a field which might have a tamei last in it. These are all together 7, which become tamei. The Rambam, Hilchos Nazirus Perkei Halacha Beis says, whatever comes out of the grape, how does it speak about? Another 8 gezeiros from a fruit, that's whether wet grapes, or dry grapes, or early grapes, or 8 gezeiros from the junk of the fruit, which is the shells, or the outer peel, or the chatzana, which is the pits, the inner peels, that you planted, that you get malchus. So too if a drinker of wine, or 8 gezeiros from wine, that's congealed, that's a fruit, or he drank Revius vinegar, which is the junk of the fruit, he gets malchus. But the leaves and the hard leaves, the wine leaves, and the megafana water of grapes and smother, which is the late grapes, these are mutter for nazir, because they're not a fruit, and then upsides we only they're part of the wood, they're still like wood. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Yitches Halacha Aleph says someone takes out something from Shasiyachet Shasiram Shasiram Shasiyachet, he's not hired to take out a shear that helps something. What are the shear atzar? Someone takes out food of a person, is like a dried fig, and it's tough for one another. It has to be like a dried fig from the food itself, except for the shell, the seeds, the bottom, the shell, or the junk, or the peels, or the bran. The Rambam and Kalim Perek Vav Halacha Bey says, what's the shear of a broken clean? It should be considered a wooden clean or a bone clean. It should be tar. Any keli of alabatan, the shear is like a pomegranate, meaning when it has a hole that a pomegranate falls out, and the Rimash Amr says average, not too big, not too small, based on what the person sees. And this keli has to have three pomegranates, one on top of the other. If the keli has a hole that comes out of zayas and he sealed it, and then he made another hole, waits his eyes and he sealed it, till it had not would have had the holes of a Riman, even though it's sussum, it's tar, because it has a new name, a new panim chadashas. The Ravid argues, says his words don't have light for those in the dark. The Lashon Mishnah says, one shaman's three grabbed one another, perish, meaning that he takes out a Riman to become tar, even a keli that holds, and is worth three Riman and one next to the other, even though the majority is still there, it didn't open up only a share of one, it's still tar. Now that if it was only held two, because then the nekiva, the hole makes it half fall out. Another pshat, remind him that when Mashiach is not the big ones that come out one in their branch, only those that come out three in the ukets, and they are the average size. And those three themselves are not Mashiach, not the big one, not the small one, only the average. And this pshat to this parish is what we said in that parish. Rebbe Chaim said they didn't mention Rimon Abadon, only to Mashiach the Kalim. So we see there's an Indian what you Mashiach, that's the Iker. You can also explain when there's three Achuzas of the Quat one another, and they come out of the side, there's no, and when there's on the side, there's no, in the hole, there's no shear, only one Rimon. And this day you need three, one after the other, so that the weight of it would make it fall out. If one of them wouldn't fall out, never does the Kalim is tar. Never if it would fall out by itself, it's Zichar Tor. Tzasrael is a pirish. Pshim Gamliel, it says later on, that's in this Indian, maybe that's the pirish of the Mechaber. That's the end of the Lachas Daf Mem Aleph, Amar Aleph, now Mem Aleph on base. Someone eats Yom Kippur, we give him food that's right for a person, like a fig, that's less than Kabeah, he's Chayev. All foods that would start after the shear, and so too someone drinks liquids that's ready for a person to drink, like my lugmov, that drinks of every person according to his cheek is chayav. How much from the lugmov? They should put it to one side, and it looks like his full cheek. This shear is by average person less than Arvias, and all mashkam start after the shear, and all eating and drinking are not mitzvah after one shear, because they're different shiurim. The Shulchan Aruch Chaim Sim Tov Reshit Beis Sif Aleph says, somebody Yom Kippur Kesevus Adak is chayav, that's less than a kabeah a little bit, and this shear is equal to every person, whether he's a short person or Oig Melech Havashem. The Rambam Perek Ches Halacha Yud Gimel, we already said, so we're not going to review it. The Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Sim Reish Yud Aleph Siv Dalet, we also said, so we're not going to repeat it. Aruch Chaim Simon Kufayin Dalet Siv Beis says, wine pot is all mashkin, and even from Bracha Rishayna, the Ruma adds. And the Rambam Brachas Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph says, things that come out of the meal, which come for the, because of the meal, you don't need bracha lefneim, not achrayim. Brachas only brachas amoytz in the beginning, and brachas amoytz in the end part is everything, because everything is tough until the suda. Drone that come not because of the meal, they come in the meal, they need a bracha reshoina, not achrayim. And things that come after the meal, whether it's because of the meal or not because of the meal, they need a bracha reshoina and achrayim. The Archaim Simakov Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph says, things that come in the middle of the meal, if they come because of the middle of the meal, meaning things that you convey suda lehem to add to the bread, like meat, fish, eggs, vegetables, cheese, cereals, and anything that's salted, even if it's without bread, you don't need bracha of flame, because the bracha of amaytzi patas them, not afterwards, because the bichsa mazim patas them. These are things that come shlemach suda, which is not there to be kveya suda in them, like figs, grapes, and other fruits. If he eats them without bread, they need bracha of flame, because the bichsa amaytzi doesn't patas them, because they're not part of the ikka meal. And they don't need bracha achrein, because they come middle of the meal, the bichsa mazim patas them. If in the beginning of the eating he ate the fruit with the bread, and afterwards he ate with them bread, even if in between he ate them without bread, they're not considered, they don't need a bracha even before them. Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin Siv Beis says, things that come after the meal, before bichsa mazim, that was the meaning of the Chachma Gemara, that at the end of the meal they would go away from the bread and they would take it away and they would convey it to eat fruits and drink whatever they bring before them. Whether it's things that come because of the meal, whether it's things that come not because of the meal, they need bracha shayna and achrayna. Because the mitzvah of chesmos does a part of them only when it gets eaten in the ikar of the meal. That din z'achr is not matzah in us because we are not ruggle to take away our hands from the bread till after bracha mazon. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simcha Fayin Dalet Sif Aleph says, wine in the middle of the meeting, make away pnei gofen, and the bread doesn't patter. The last halacha of the day, Aruch Chaim Simcha Fayin Dalet Sif Zayin says, if he doesn't have wine and drinks water or other mashka, he shouldn't make a bracha on him because it's considered boi machas asuda, because you don't eat without drinking. Even wine would not have needed a bracha lefneim, only because it's chashed, it's kvei bracha l'atzma. But water or other liquids, it's not considered chashed, therefore they don't need a bracha. Even if he was thirsty before the suda, since he didn't want to drink it only, so it shouldn't be mazik in the water, so comes out that drinking the water is with the bread, he and the bread patters them. Some say you can make a bracha of water in the meal, and so a machmir to make a bracha every time. Whoever wants to be mistakel to something, should drink before Natila, should sit down, makosud, and should make a bracha on das lishtas, whatever he drinks in the middle of the meal. And the minhag is like the first swear, we don't make a bracha on water in the middle of the meal, no matter how many times you drink water. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Mem Aleph.